This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a burst water main having a massive impact in St. Michael and Christchurch with water outages and very low pressure. CEO of the Barbados Agricultural Society says the sector is rebounding after a major disruption. The Democratic Labour Party is seeking more information on an infectious disease outbreak at the geriatric hospital. And later in sports, the West Indies brutalized by one of their own as Barbadian Jacob Bethel leads England to 400 runs in the first ODI. This is the latest, the Lunchtime Edition. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details coming up. 16 tankers are out servicing clients as the Barbados Water Authority is working feverishly to address a major burst main at Odessa McLean Drive, which is impacting water supply in parts of St. Michael and Christchurch. Senior Superintendent at the Barbados Water Authority, Gregory Thompson, tells Starcom Network News it's an emergency situation.
During this time, what has happened is this large diameter main, this is a transmission main, which takes water from the Bell Pumping Station over to Grandview and the British Hill Reservoirs. And those two locations, they actually supply a large section of urban Barbados, of the urban and southern corridor. So we would experience calls coming from places like Rendezvous, along British Hill, along Bayland, up with Garson, along Belleville. All those areas are areas that are currently experiencing outages at this time.
Senior Superintendent at the Barbados Water Authority, Gregory Thompson, Marketing Officer at the BWA, Yvette Harris-Griffith, says there were other matters that complicated a smooth communication process.
Now, what would have complicated matters for customers who were trying to reach the authority to either make inquiries as to why their water was off or to ask for tanker service is that our telephone lines, the 434-4292 that our customers would normally contact us through, is not presently working. What we have done is we have two cell numbers that we're using as alternates that persons can use. They are 826-7746 and 826-7747. So customers can feel free to call those numbers.
Marketing Officer at the BWA, Yvette Harris-Griffith. Meantime, several primary schools and secondary schools in parts of St. Michael and Christchurch were forced to close today due to the water outage. Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer-Bradshaw confirmed to Starcom Network News that the closures affected the schools in the impacted areas. The Ministry of Education and Minister in Transformation says it is awaiting an update from the BWA before making a decision on whether schools will reopen tomorrow. Once a decision is made, the ministry has committed to updating the public. The Barbados Agricultural Society reports that local egg production is recovering steadily and Barbados could be fully meeting its own demand within 2 months. Chief Executive Officer of the BAS, James Ball, said producers have made significant adjustments following a major disruption earlier this year, which forced the industry to scale back. Mr. Paul told Starcom Network News Barbados has had to import eggs from countries such as Trinidad and Tobago, but stressed the farmers are working to meet the demand and eliminate the need for imports.
You still have to do some importation, but as I said before, the growers have been adjusting what they have been doing and the placements have been there. So we will expect that for another month, 2 months or so, that we will be back to full capacity in terms of production and we will be able to supply the local egg market on our own. There's no issue right now. And we know that, for instance, we've been bringing eggs out to Trinidad. Again, I want to make the point. There's this assumption that the other Caribbean countries are doing so much better than us. And that is just not the case. It is not, for instance, that we are falling down. It is just that basically sometimes plans of men, things do happen, but I will want to say that the producers have been working assiduously to come back up to full production. The same thing to what we have seen, this has attracted even more producers into the market. As we go into the future, you can even have a dearth in the supply of local table eggs. So again, it will not necessitate any importation as we go forward.
Mr. Paul noted that imports should be halted once it's confirmed that local producers can adequately meet market demand.
I want to thank the public of Barbados, consumers of Barbados, for exercising that patience. What is good, though, is that we have always had a policy within the industry that where we anticipate there's an issue, that we react quickly and put things in place in order to ensure that the public is not negatively impacted, and that we did do on this occasion. As soon as we have determined that it is not necessary, of course, we will have to stop importing. And that is very clear, because, again, you should not do importation in a manner that damages our local production. And that is very clear. So once we are satisfied that the local producers can actually handle the market, yes, of course, that would happen, where we stop importing.
Chief Executive Officer at the BAS, James Ball. The Democratic Labour Party is accusing the government of negligence following reports of a suspected infectious skin disease outbreak at the geriatric hospital. DLP spokesman on health, Senator Andre Worrell, says the situation is unacceptable and has demanded full transparency from the authorities. His comments come as the Ministry of Health and Wellness confirmed it is investigating the suspected cases, which reportedly affect a section of the institution. However, Mr. Worrell says the public deserves a clear and unvarnished explanation of how the outbreak occurred.
The Democratic Labour Party condemns, in the strongest possible terms, the government's reckless negligence that has allowed a preventable infection to spread through the geriatric hospital. Our most vulnerable citizens and their families deserve nothing less than a full, unvarnished account of how this crisis was permitted to develop. Instead of hiding behind half measures and press release platitudes, the Prime Minister and Health Minister must explain exactly how many patients and staff have been infected, the detailed timeline of events leading up to the outbreak, all internal correspondence on budget cuts, supply shortages, and staffing levels.
DLP spokesman on health, Senator Andre Worrell, in the lunchtime edition. The first legal hearing in the case of Praise Academy and NIFCA got underway this morning in the High Court. The dispute stems from the 2023 NIFCA competition, where Praise Academy submitted a performance entitled Speak Life. The piece focused on a teenage girl grappling with her gender identity and ultimately finding peace through God. The piece was disqualified by the judges, who claimed it exceeded the bounds of good taste and contained defamatory claims. Speaking outside the court before the proceedings, legal counsel for Praise Academy, Davida Mayer-Holligan, said the Academy remains committed to challenging the disqualification. Also present at court to support them was Marcia Weeks, along with representatives from the Praise Academy, Gospel Fest, and First Baptist Church.
We have battled this case against this disqualification in the realm of arbitration and in the back halls of procedure for the last 2 years. The arbiter's decision has been rescinded. However, the disqualification itself has remained standing, and it must be rigorously challenged. What the information that disqualification sent to persons is that you can be cancelled or silenced if you express with your artistic expression a message that they may choose to be offended by. What is the measure of a man's freedom of expression, freedom of conscience, and religion, especially in circumstances where there's objection? That is the question that is posed by this case today.
That's counsel for the Praise Academy, Davida Maynard-Holligan. And U.S. markets open higher after a federal court blocks President Donald Trump's sweeping tariffs in a major blow to his economic policies. Three judges ruled that Trump overstepped his authority when he used an emergency law to impose tariffs on nearly every country. The case was launched by a group of U.S. businesses and states and leaves the White House with 10 days to formally reverse the levies. More in this report from BBC's correspondent Mark LaBelle.
Well, in the last few hours, this federal court has blunted one of Donald Trump's key economic weapons that he wanted to use to boost U.S. manufacturing and to protect jobs. Now, if you cast your mind back to Liberation Day, as Donald Trump called it, on April the 2nd, when he was standing up in the White House garden with that board, with all those numbers on, all those reciprocal tariffs, that global import tax that he put on most countries around the world, and also country-specific ones like the big ones on China and the EU that have been jumping around like a kid on a pogo stick, has been sending global markets into disarray. And now we've suddenly had this news, excluding the tariffs on steel and aluminium, aluminium and also on cars. Everything else will be suspended in 10 days' time unless Donald Trump and his team can find a way to stop them.
That report from Mark LaBelle of the BBC. Recapping the top stories. A burst water main having a massive impact in St. Michael in Christchurch with outages and very low pressure. 16 tankers are out servicing clients at the moment. CEO of the Barbados Agriculture Society says the sector is rebounding after a major disruption. The Democratic Labour Party seeking more information on an infectious disease outbreak at the geriatric hospital. And coming up in sports, the West Indies brutalized by one of their own as Barbadian Jacob Bethel leads England to 400 runs in the first one international in Birmingham. This has been the latest, the Lunchtime Edition on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.